Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. When you need a proper break, brunch.
It is time for us to talk about how to be an adult. Now, usually I have the lovely Paul Merriman, financial advisor at askpaul.ie in front of me. But alas, today we are separated by the COVID virus. Paul.
Hello there. How are you?
I just...
This is strange.
It's just wrong. It feels wrong to me that you're not here in front of me.
Likewise, unfortunately, goddamn COVID.
I know, seriously, on so many levels. Anyway, look, we will persevere. And we have to talk today about taxes because, tragically, it is that time of year. Do they make it be around Halloween on purpose?
The spooky tax man, eh? Yeah, I suppose it's a weird date. The 31st of October is what it usually is, but it is extended for online, which I think practically everybody does these days. But yeah, it's not the best time of year to be doing them. Weather changes, moods down. I think it's just really compounding this year as well, especially for small business owners, I suppose, because it's been an extremely tough year. This is something that you don't really want to do, and we're trying to encourage people not to bury their head in the sand, Louise. That's really the message for today.
That's your message always, Paul.
Yes, that's true about finance in general.
You're always like, just confront the issue, confront the issue, confront the issue. That's the main thing I've learned from you.
Yes, just talk about it. Just get it done, rip it off like a band-aid, and if everything be okay.
Well, let's start with, because there'll probably be lots of people who are PAYE workers who are wondering, do they need to even know that it's this time of year?
Yes, great point. And a lot of people presume that this time of year is purely for self-employed people that have to make their tax headlines. It's more publicised for them. But if you're a PAYE worker, so you work for somebody and you get paid weekly or monthly, your tax is generally sorted in your pay packet. So when you get your wages, your tax is deducted by your employer and your employer sends them over to revenue and everything is usually okay. But a lot of people out there that have PAYE income might have income sources other than their employed income. So what I mean by that is they might have a rental property. They might be an accidental landlord. So a few people out there would still have property hangovers from the previous last recession and the financial crisis. And they have to make a tax return to revenue for that income that they're getting from that rental property, even if they're making a loss. So some clients I find, say for argument's sake, the rent isn't covering the mortgage and they're supplementing the rent, or supplement the mortgage rather. I find that those people think that they don't need to make a tax return because they're not making a profit or not making money, but they do. Rental income is income coming in, so you need to disclose it to revenue and pay tax that's due on it. Another thing for PAYE workers to look out for is that if you're...
Wait, hang on. Let me get that straight. You're losing money and you have to pay tax still on the money that's coming in.
Yes, exactly,
that's tough.
Yeah, because you can't deduct when you come to expenses. We'll talk about expense in a second. When you're deducting expenses, say for example, you have an apartment for rent and it's €1,000 per month, 12,000 income is coming in technically a year. But your mortgage might be, say, 1,100 a month, so you're down 100 quid a month. Revenue don't let you off-write that mortgage against your income. They'll allow you to off-write the interest that's on that mortgage. That's really small amounts. It might be only €100 or €200 or €300, say. So that means you have to pay tax on the rest. And a lot of people don't know about that. They think they have to pay tax if they're making a profit on the rental income, but they don't. So again, I find that's one that catches people all the time. And they might even be keeping their head in the sand on purpose. They might just think they have no tax return. So today is just trying to spread the word and let people know what they should be declaring. And I'm going to put up on my Instagram stories later, I'll put up a lot of more information for people where they can swipe up in the revenue and you can see what incomes are deducted, because there's just way too many income sources to go through on our slot. But that's the big one I find. And then the other one of the ways is for people that are in PAYE jobs and they might have employee share option schemes. So a lot of people, especially anyone that's working in any of the big tech companies in Ireland, loads of companies do this, but particular the likes of, Facebook or Google or LinkedIn or PayPal, all these companies would probably give employee share option schemes where employees can get shares from the company at discounted price. And then they cash them in. They need to make those returns as well, because that's dividends or income coming from their shares. So they're just two kind of major examples that I see through my consultations with clients that they probably don't know what to do with or probably not aware there's a tax liability.
Can I ask you just quickly as well about, because I know that gifts are an issue as well in inheritance.
Yes.
And I know that, you know, for a lot of people, the only way that they manage to, you know, get in the housing market is if they are gifted money by a family member. What's the situation with that?
So gifts are supposed to be declared, but there mightn't be income due on them. So you can get a threshold. So there's inheritance tax and gift tax. So parents can gift down up to $335,000 in a lifetime to a child without any obligation.
That's never going to happen to me.
That's a big old lump sum. Yeah. But again, what revenue will do in that case, you're supposed to file and say you got 50 grand or 80 grand, whatever you get, 10 grand. You're supposed to make the return, but you won't have any tax due on it because it's under the thresholds.
Okay.
And the other one then on that as well, when you're talking about gifts and that's capital acquisition tax. But capital gains tax is due as well. So again, if somebody sold the property, they had a bit of profit. Yeah, or again, they sold shares, or maybe you've got a gain from selling something, you need to be declaring that to the revenue commissioners as well. Now, just probably should have said this at the beginning, let people know that if you're doing this, this is for 2019. You don't have to worry about 2020 tax in this case until next year. So you're kind of filing the year after the event. So anything that we're talking about today is for any income that was earned or anything you did in between that January 1st, 2019 and December 31st, 2019. So you're like 10 months behind, if you like, really. And that's really it. Actually, the other one, I might say this actually, because this catches people off. If you're divorced and you're getting maintenance from your ex, that's taxable. A lot of people don't realise that, especially when they're going through separation or divorces and they're agreeing these things with their solicitors or barristers. Now, it's not taxable for children. So if somebody's making a maintenance support check for children, it's not. But if they're making it to their ex-spouse and it's just to keep them, if you like, it is taxable. You have to declare that as well. But a lot of people don't know that either.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's a good one to shout out as well.
And how easy, like, because there will be a lot of people who might be going, uh-oh. So how easy is it
Hopefully
then?
Hopefully they're still listening.
Yeah. How easy is it to get online and get this stuff sorted?
It's actually really easy. And you know what? Revenue, again, I'll put more of this information on the radio on my Instagram page we later on, Ask Paul. But revenue are really, really nice. They're not the big bad wolves that people think they are. Their helpline is really good and you can ring and ask any questions, but there's also a lot of really good information. So it's the Ross system. You want to be registered for Ross if you're self-employed, that is. And if you're if you're a PAYE worker, you want to be registering for My Account. So if you're a PAYE worker, you really need to have that. But it's really easy. You just go on, you create your profile. Now, I think for PAYE workers, it's easy, I think, for self-employed. But I'd always recommend just get an accountant. You know, if anyone wants it, you know, again, for help, just go onto our Instagram page, swipe up, get a tax consultation. We've partnered with loads of accountants around the country and tax advisors to really bring good advice to people. So if you're interested in that, just do that. But I think you should always get professional help because there's so many rules and so many taxes. And you don't want to be caught in the hopper. You don't want to do something small, something wrong that will cost you long term if you do get an audit. So I think I would always recommend just get professional help when you're doing this stuff. I think it really makes a difference. And I think the cost is really, really worthwhile. And again, just on the cost stuff, you can offload a lot of taxes if you know how. So what I mean by that, you're talking about the rental property for argument's sake. Like if you do maintenance in there or you paint the place, or you have costs towards it, that reduces your tax liability. So knowing about all these deductions can reduce your tax. So again, usually, like I said, I'd find accountants or tax advisors, generally speaking, are very good in this space. What I will say is not great about is probably future planning. That's what I'd be doing from a financial planning point of view. Accountants actually maybe look backwards or look forward and seeing how money that you're saving, how it can work better for you. And if you do save on tax, what you should be doing with that money.
What about people who are self-employed who maybe aren't going to have themselves together? Maybe they're listening and they go, I forgot about the tax deadline, or, you know, I'm not going to have my stuff together by the 31st. Or maybe you're thinking, oh, actually, I should have paid tax that I didn't pay last year or the year before. What do you do then?
I would definitely be reaching out for professional help in this situation, even before you ring revenue, to find out what you should have done. You want to be going prepared to revenue. If that's the case, you want to be going kind of well prepared to revenue commissioners to say, this is what I've done, this is the mistake, this is what I owe. If you have that done by somebody professional, it's just going to ease the pressure. And I think, Louise, we always talk about this in your show about mental health and finances and how people can bury their head in the sand. This is disastrous stuff if you bury your head in stuff with the tax man, because they will catch up with you and you will have penalties and, you know, they will get the sheriff involved. And it can turn nasty more so than probably anything else. So I do think if you have your head in the sand, it's definitely time to take it out and look. But just to say as well, we mentioned 34s a few times. There is a big extension this year because of the year that came with COVID-19. You don't actually have to declare and file and pay until the 10th of December this year. So it's a big extension for you. So you still have loads of time. It's only 24th of October. So you still have loads of time to engage with somebody, get your act together, and get sorted before you get there. You know, and there's loads of people out there that might notice, might not. There's loads of ways in which you can reduce your tax bills. I mentioned the costs already, but also the revenue give you massive compensation, I suppose, for stuff like pension plans. So if you were to put 10,000 into a pension plan, if you're on the high rate of income tax, you get 4,000, or on the low rate of income tax, 2,000 to reduce your tax bill by. So that's why having a financial planner or coming to us for consultation, and you know, or anybody down and just going through everything, there's just so much information that if you're not trained or you're not professional, it's probably very difficult for you to know all this. You know, it takes years of training and qualifications to make sure that planners, financial planners, and tax consultants and accountants, that they know the stuff to help people in this case. And I just think it's so important to get advice, more so than anything else, I think.
Okay, well, if you have a question for Paul, you can text into us 51552 or email louise@rte.ie, and we will have Paul to answer your tax questions after this. We're also going to get some music from the Cranberries. That's right after this.
Louise McSharry on 2FM.
With Cadbury Brunch. When you need a proper break, brunch.
Such a tune. The Cranberries and Linger on 2FM. I am joined on the line by Paul Merriman from AskPaul.ie, and we have been talking about taxes. Paul, the people are worried.
Yes. I thought that might happen.
We have a lot of questions, so let's fire through them. The first one I think is an important one. How does revenue find out about people who are not declaring income, etc.?
You know, typically this is so Irish, isn't it? How do I get caught? Okay, so it's just from an audit. You know, revenue can audit anybody at any stage. Let's not forget that. So that's how people get caught out. But also, it might be as simple as, depends on where your income is coming from, but it might be a case that, say you get paid from somebody for a business. Say you create websites and my company hires you to create websites. You're doing your bedroom and I pay you, and then I get audited, revenue will follow up on that payment to make sure the tax was paid. So it's easier than people think. Does that make sense?
So they
just find out the revenue. So their eyes are everywhere.
And the thing about an audit is it is a pain in the backside. You do not like... It's even if you've done everything right, it's a pain. And if you know that maybe you haven't necessarily done something right, then I can imagine it would be extremely stressful. So
yes, that's very true. You know, it is. It's very stressful. The last thing you want is one of those letters coming in the door and not feeling confident. Now, I think loads of people have received revenue letters and were 100% fine, but it's just that, you know, It's the fear in case you didn't do anything right, or you made a mistake, or somebody else made a mistake in your organisation or your accountant, etc. So it'll automatically produce fear. But God, if you're hiding something, it's going to create an unbelievable amount of fear.
I wouldn't think
it's worth the risk.
I don't know about you, but like every time I talk to a guard, I'm convinced I'm going to get arrested. So like, I've done nothing. I was on my way. I think when we went into level 3, I had to go to Wicklow for some work.
Right.
And I was on my way home and a guard asked me, you know, where I was going. And I said, I'm on my way home to Dublin. And he was joking, but he got really stern with me. And I was losing it. He was very obviously joking, but I just get so scared. It's the same going through like security in the airport. I know I haven't done anything wrong, but I still get panicked. So it's the same with revenue.
It's the exact same with revenue. Yeah. You don't want to be on the wrong side of it.
So Tia says, can you please ask Paul if it's true that the tax returns have been deferred until December this year? And you said yes, that they have, haven't
they?
Yes,
they have indeed. Yes, they have. Yes, you have till December, the 12th of December, which is great.
Yeah, this person says, we're accidental landlords and sent all paperwork to our accountants in the summer, but they have a backlog due to COVID and so have not done our return for us yet. They told us not to worry as revenue have extended payments until December. I'm worried though, as we don't want to get in trouble with the revenue and also want to pay the tax, we need to pay ASAP so we have a better idea of our finances coming out of lockdown and up to Christmas. Sounds like you don't need to worry, Tia, on that.
There's nothing to worry there. Sorry, I think I said the 12th of December, it's the 10th of December, we're saying for this call or this text. you have until the 10th or the 12th, so you've loads of time. Accountants, don't forget, accountants can be extremely busy normally up towards the 31st of October, but they have the same battles with remote working and staff and social distancing, etc. So they are just a business like everybody else. So I think it's great that Revenue gave the extension. Probably should have been longer if you ask me, but look, you deal with what you have. So just be patient with your accountant or whoever you're dealing with, because every business is the same, you know?
Yeah.
So you should be okay.
Okay. Dave says, I moved in with my girlfriend a few years ago. We have 3 kids together. I'm being taxed as a single man. Can I claim tax relief for my kids?
No, you can't. Sure.
Sorry, Dave.
Yeah, well, if that was the case, we'd all have 10 or 12 kids. So, but maybe not. Would we work that?
I would, no, I still would not. This next one says, if I was to sell my family home, how much can I give my kids tax-free?
So first of all, just to say on this, just to say, if you sell your family home, just because we're clearing up on people selling property before the break, your family home is exempt from tax. You don't have to pay any capital gains tax on your family home, by the way. So let's say that this question. Second of all, you can give each children up to $335,000 over your lifetime without any tax. You know, so this person said children. So 2 or 3 kids, you know, could be up from 670 or grand up to $1 million without any penalties or any taxes being due. So it's quite large.
Have a nice house as well. Now, I am a PAYE worker with some post office savings certificates and bonds. They're locked in for a number of years. Do I have to declare anything? Also, what about credit union savings?
No. So just to say, the post office savings, the interest rates you would have got a few years ago weren't too bad. I think we discussed this actually last time I was in studio, how brutal they are now, in fairness, interest rate was. But the good thing about them is they're tax-free. You don't have to worry about tax on the payment. So you're okay there.
Credit union's the same.
Credit union's the same. When you get a small dividend from the credit union, it's minuscule, so it wouldn't be. There's no real dividends from the 2 credit unions anymore.
Okay. Jillian says, just wondering if working from home, are there tax credits we could be availing of, and how do we go about this?
There's not really tax credits. There's a bit of relief. So this is a really interesting one. And Revenue, and Pastor Donoghue said he's going to look at this in the next couple of months as well. They don't give a lot. So your employer can give you an extra payment and it's tax-free. So it's not in your salary. They can pay you an extra €3.20 a day for working at home. So 16 quid a week, which is not an awful lot. Now, I think Revenue are going to really look at open this in the next couple of months, because obviously the amount of people that are home and they have a lot of added expenses. Sorry, get the word out. But what you can do, if you don't get that from your employer, you're entitled to take 10% of the cost of electricity and heat and 30% of the cost of broadband and cord. So, and that's to previous years as well. So it's not just for the pandemic. So, you know, again, this is important while reaching out to somebody. If you are someone that's always remote work from home, a lot of people did do that before the pandemic, in fairness, especially those that might be the IT sector. There's a small bit of relief, but not much. I mean, 10% of your gas bills, you know, I think what would that gas bill average, you know, less than 100 quid probably per month. So it's a tenner. But look, it's still 120 quid in your pocket rather than Revenue's pocket. So I will put the swipe up to all of these on my Instagram stories during the day to help people, because there's a lot of terms and reading in them as well. So,
yeah.
To help people, point them in the right direction.
Okay, Alex says, I thought the annual amount a parent can give to child is 3,000. Maybe that's without having to do a return. She says, my parents very kindly want to give me a gift to help with the deposit on buying an apartment up to 30 or 50K in 1 year. So can I assume this isn't taxable if under 335K, but just needs a declaration?
Yes, that's correct. And that's a very good point that texter has made. So anyone, so the way is I could gift you €3,000.
Feel free.
You know, feel free. And you can gift it to me. And you don't have to make a declaration. So it's a small gift exemption. So what people do, if they're worried about gifting their kids more than €335,000, they will gift €3,000 to maybe their child, maybe their grandchild. And they'll bring down the value of the estate over maybe 10, 15, 20 years. So it's a way of getting money from parents to children or from anybody in a tax-free manner. We don't have to declare it. There's no real concern from Revenue. So, but yeah, the 335 is a lifetime limit if the parents were to give us 30 whatever K for the house, or 30 K for the house. That would be, you know, if they inherited then over 330,000 or 305,000 later on in life, they'd be taxed on it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But so you have to declare that kind of gift.
Yeah, declare that. So we don't have to pay taxes.
Okay.
Under 335,000.
Okay. Well, Paul, if people want to go and get more information from your Instagram, what's the Instagram handle?
The Instagram handle is askpaul_now, and I'll put all the information up there. And we have tax consultations for financial planning involved, and we also have a number of tax consultants from around the country that help us with our clients as well. So it's a really good service. So if anyone wants to check it out, please feel free to do so.
Super. Well, thank you, Paul. And I hate that I had to talk to you on the phone, but maybe we'll be together again
soon. We'll see you soon.
Thanks a million, Paul Merriman. Have a great one.
Louise McSherry on 2FM
with Cadbury Brunch. When you need a proper break, brunch.